What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Happy last day of April. It's important to me because it's my brother's birthday. And so it's always a special day to me. Only got one blood brother. Now, my brother is right across from him, but blood brother, his name's Jeff Smith. I opened this show wishing him a happy birthday. I don't know about y'all. I'm feeling good. It is a hump day this last day of April.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you very much, John.
Live it up, brother.
I'm sure Jeff really appreciates that. For whatever reason, a bunch of people in my life have a birthday on today. So to all of you, happy birthday, and hopefully you're feeling good on this Wednesday. We got plenty to discuss. I'm always happy when I see my partner, my brother, in this case, brother from another mother, getting news when it comes to Memphis basketball, or whatever it is, but there was big news on the Memphis basketball front, at least as far as I'm concerned, and my partner John Martin was writing it up for the Daily Memphian in terms of Memphis's pursuit, right? Or better put, attempts to retain P.J. Haggerty. I cannot wait to talk to him about that. Tyrese Halliburton's dad, boy, is he a story today. After the Pacers close out the Bucks, we will be talking about what he did post-game, obviously involving Giannis Antetokounmpo. Surely you've seen it, unless you've been under a rock this morning. That is much of the talk, and again, kind of in many ways overshadowing the four games that we had last night. Four games that Brad picked incorrectly. Give yourself a round of applause. Fade Brad lives.
Let him cook.
Add the bonus pick, and the brother went 0-5 last night. Now, we're 0-4. We count in the spread.
Right.
0-4 last night versus the spread. That's why you have to continue to stay the course.
Stay the course.
When you know something's good, right, you know it's going to work. You have to believe.
Gotta believe.
And you just wait. And so, Brad, fantastic job by you.
Thank you so much.
For our listeners that were still believing, right, that were still, and maybe they had gotten fewer, but now even more reason to come back on. There was some pretty exciting closes last night.
Yeah.
In the NBA.
Yeah. That Pistons-Knicks is basically the same exact game every game. They just, like, it just, we don't know who's going to win it, but it's like the same exact game.
The Pistons are doing what I thought Houston would do, which is kind of show they're ready for this level. They've totally shocked me.
Yeah.
Totally shocked me. They extend the series, and all credit to JB. Much of the talk was what Tibbs didn't do down the stretch.
Right, who he didn't play.
Let's give JB and the Pistons ton of credit winning that game.
Yeah. We'll get into all that today here on the show. Rick Barnes was in Memphis yesterday as part of that big orange caravan that they do here every year in Memphis, and he was asked, at least there was an attempt to ask, about the Memphis basketball series.
I was wondering who's going to go in there and get their head cut off.
And it was our man Parth. It was our man Parth. The guillotine.
Yeah.
The big orange guillotine.
He didn't let all the words get out, did he? Yeah.
He said, I'm going to make sure I cut this question off before he finishes, before he fixes his lips to say, didn't even let him do it.
Most sure thing in sports.
Didn't even let him do it.
What Rick made clear yesterday.
We have audio. Well, as GP would, like, if this was the Gary Parrish show, right? It's not the Gary Parrish show. But, you know, he'd have that, like, and I hope you weren't one of those people that was hoping that Memphis and Tennessee would resume their basketball series.
Perfect.
That's what he would, that's how he would start his show.
That's really well done. That is how he would say it.
Or I hope you weren't believing that Memphis would pay P.J. Haggerty $4 million because I've got some information, you know, whatever. Love you, GP. Miss you every day. But he's still here. He's still here.
I was going to say.
He's still here. He's still with us. But anyway, yeah, big show today. We're going to do Frey Brad. Two games tonight. So you're not going to have the same financial freedom that you had last night. I will say, Magic, bad beat. That was a bad beat.
Not a bad beat.
Terrible
that
beat.
That was a champ.
Well.
And in the second half, realizing, you know what? We done with these fools.
Paolo picked his fifth foul up with 9:30 in the third.
Well, it certainly had a lot to do with it.
They went on a 63-37 run after that happened.
Absolutely nuts.
I mean, that's crazy, bro.
But if you believed in Fade Brad, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, you knew. I mean,
at
no
some
question.
Point, he is now 3-9 in his last 12. So I'm very much looking forward to Fade Brad today.
Look,
that's 9-3. We're fading.
We don't have to beat around the bush here. Brad was walking around the building. He was feeling good.
Wasn't he, man?
He's feeling
I
good.
I feel better today.
But now, there's a little shakiness over there.
There's no shakiness.
There
I'm steady.
Shouldn't be. He's
one of the
doing
things,
what he needs to do.
Like gambling and addicted gamblers know, eventually it comes to roost.
I will say,
steady Eddie.
We've set you up in a pretty advantageous position. Because either you're right and you're a genius, or you're wrong and you're making the audience
I only do
money.
Things that are advantageous.
I mean,
you know, somebody read his mark, if you faded him, what did we say was 55, 56, 57, whatever it is, very close to Right Angle Sports hit rate.
Yes.
Last year on NFL,
yes.
Which I just read about again this morning.
Oh,
that's how, if you fade Brad,
yeah, that's right.
That edge
that's right.
is very similar to the edge Right Angle Sports, which does this like John.
You know.
Real. The edge they had in the NFL last year. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's come on, baby.
Yeah.
We got
I'm addicted
one of the best
to losing.
Things.
Some are
we
addicted
have
to gambling.
One of the best things in sports gambling.
I'm
until
addicted
proven
to losing.
Otherwise, the man is 3-9 on his last 12 picks against the spread.
Now, you are losing, but I think you're probably like break because of juice. 14 and 13 is probably like break even.
Oh, yeah, but we got
I'll
the tide
I'll take
turn.
That. I'll
we
take
got the
it.
Tide turn, though. That's a
I'll
hole.
Take it, John.
But if you're fading him right now, you are losing. But again, lots of time. Left.
Early.
Lots of time left, and this is clearly already going the wrong way for Brad. So we'll do that in the show. Norton Hurd, you going to join us?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I know he was in Phoenix. I don't know. Is he still there?
No, I'm pretty sure that wrapped up. I'm hoping it is wrapped up,
I just
we
saw,
certainly
I just,
have him.
I saw a tweet about it yesterday morning, so I didn't know if that was still like an event going on still.
Usually those EYBL sessions are over the weekend and into Monday, so I'm hoping it's all wrapped up for him, and we'll talk some session one.
Yeah.
I think I tweeted he was live from Arizona on the account, so my bad.
Maybe they're still playing. Maybe, again, I hadn't checked the session schedule, but that's where he's at. Session of
I'm glad somebody reads those. That's good.
So we'll get into all that today here on the show. Got playoffs. Obviously, you know, the Bucks. They're going into an offseason, much like the Grizzlies.
It's already started.
They got to make some choices.
Yep.
We'll get into all that today here on the show. But locally, I don't know if you know, maybe there was some news in there. Maybe there were some things that we didn't officially know. But I said, listen, we got a lot of piecemeal reporting on P.J. Haggerty. We got, you know, Goodman would have something, and then, you know, somebody else would have something. And then I said, let me just kind of shore and tidy all this up so we can all have it in one place. And so I made a couple of calls yesterday, and I got the latest on P.J. Haggerty, which is I think a lot of what we know, but basically, what it's boiling down to is I think this is going to come down to, as of today, Memphis and Ole Miss. Ole Miss has made him an offer of, you know, about 3.4, maybe even 3.5. It's structured in a certain way, but that's about where they're at. Memphis offered $3 million. That's what they offered, which is incredibly competitive, I would say. When JT Toppin, who was a big man, got $4 million, but there's some caveats to that $4 million. He had to say, "I'm not going through the draft. I'm coming back right now. No indecision, no nothing." That was part of the $4 million price tag.
But it's four.
But it is four, And he's a big, though. He's also a big.
I get it.
Which is, there's a premium on those, right, as we know. So I don't think $3 million at it, by any stretch of the imagination is a slap in the face to PJ. It feels fair market. I mean, especially when you're talking about the fact that he made less than $1 million last year at Memphis. It's a huge raise. He had a huge season. He's due for a huge raise. Not disputing that. But Memphis came to the table with $3 million. That's where they've been. Like, this hasn't been a deal where there's been, you know, communications in terms of, all right, well, you know, get us, you know, 300 more and we'll do it. That's not where this is.
You're saying they start at three, that's where they've stayed?
Yeah,
exactly. I think that's important.
Memphis, they're continuing to have communication. It's, you know, when Penny said that the door, that PJ didn't close the door, he, you know, sometimes Penny will say things where he's just like kind of being optimistic for the sake of optimism.
Yeah.
That was true. I mean, PJ really has not closed the door. Communications are still ongoing between Memphis and Haggerty and Haggerty's family and things like that. But I think as of right now, Jason, it would make sense. They're just going to kind of stretch this thing out and see how much they can extract, if there's any leverage to be gained by the draft process, things like that.
Well, I have another question for you then, and something maybe you touched on with Jeff, and maybe you just did again, and I missed it, but in terms of clearing things up, like you're trying to do with this piece, is that $3 million part of the $5 million budget?
No.
Well, that changes sort of the conversation we've had on things.
Yes.
Right. You touched on this with Jeff this morning, and when I heard it, my ears perked up.
Yeah.
Because the conversation we'd been having, Goodman had
right
nationally, is, can you give him three of your five? What you're saying is this three is separate,
correct,
from the $5 million budget?
Which
is totally reframes the discussion
about Memphis' NIL.
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
But
because essentially, because I just want to add on, because here, I mean, essentially, if you got three for PJ
right
and you got another five, and maybe it's a little lower, maybe it's closer to four,
right?
But that's more than five,
correct?
And just for now, because it's
correct
PJ Haggerty,
correct?
Which I think, man, yes. Don't let a second team AP All-American walk out the door. What else can you do? Let's
right
put together a fund just for him,
right,
separate. But my point would be, that's where, if we're going to have this discussion,
yeah,
that's where I feel like it has changed.
Yeah.
It is different from the discussion that's been had on PJ.
Well, so basically, you know, there's the budget that Memphis has to work with day to day, right? Which is how they've been building the roster with
between four and five,
right?
We're saying
and closer to four than five.
Okay,
and that's how they've gotten Zach Davis, Sincere Parker, Doug McDaniel. Like that's their operating budget.
Yes.
When it comes to Dane and PJ specifically, they are able and have been able to, right, people that are responsible for the fundraising and getting these deals done, they have been able to go to ambassadors and say, hey, we need X, Y, Z to get these things done.
Right.
They have found with Dane specifically, and PJ as well, but Dane specifically was...
We're going to get to that because you sounded like I heard something on that too in your statement with Jeff.
Snap the finger, got done.
Uh-huh.
And we're just waiting on the eligibility piece of it. With PJ, same thing. It's just, you know, I think Memphis really does feel like they made a fair offer to him. And because PJ has had such a hard time, like he wanted four, he's not getting four. He's not out here finding it. Florida passed on him. Florida's bringing in Desmond Claude from USC on a visit. They just aren't paying it. You know, other schools are not paying it. So I think Memphis is just in a position now where they feel like they've made their offer. They're not going to change the offer as of right now. They're not going to pay him $4 million. And I think there's flexibility. I think they're like, if PJ were to come back and say, listen, I need, you know, 3.3, and I'm in. I think Memphis would be willing to do that. But, again, you know, this is – I think Memphis is sort of wanting that from that side.
Yeah.
You know? And, again, I think from PJ Haggerty's side, it's like, well, I don't really need to rush into doing that because, you know, the longer I can go through this process, maybe I can lift my draft stock. Maybe there's a couple of other schools that get more desperate that do end up paying more than what I have right now. Like, but obviously he hasn't gotten a $4 million offer, because if he had, then he would have already committed to that school.
Right.
So that's where it stands on PJ. I think it's unlikely as of today, but, you know, let's just kind of see how...
You think what is unlikely?
That PJ returns to Memphis.
You still think that?
I still think it's unlikely, yeah, because I just believe that there's going to be a school out there in the next 2 to 3 weeks that is just more desperate to get him and will get him close enough to
a school
what he's asking
for. So believe it so much that a school that's maybe not on the list. So maybe it's not Ole Miss, but a school that that will get desperate, which I could completely see, but one that we're not talking about.
I think that's absolutely on the table, you know.
And you think he'll leave it open that long rather than taking what's at the...
From the conversations I had yesterday, there was like no expectation that any decision was imminent whatsoever. Done. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, that's unfortunate.
We're not in that kind of urgency, you know. It's not like...
I heard a take from the aforementioned Gary Parrish. I saw it on social media that he'd had on his show that you should pressure him, look, we got to do this now or not. Now, that might have come at a time where you hadn't gotten some of the pieces you have now. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'm bringing it up to ask you that. Should they do that at this point? Or with him, do you just leave it open? Do you have enough left on wing, what you've done? Hell, some people have proposed this as the post-PJ Haggerty team and said, you know what, he's done a pretty good job here.
I've
seen that take too. So so should that even be the approach at this point? You just leave it open like you have the entire time?
I don't really see the benefit of giving PJ a deadline if you're
pressuring him with a deadline.
I don't really know what
because
the
there's not another
be.
Guy right now that you would go throw that money at, which I think was part of his. That's why I think his take that might have been a little bit earlier process, maybe very earlier.
I don't. He had a whole segment
right
on it yesterday. I don't know if that's what it was.
It was
I think
yesterday.
It was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
My whole thing is people need to understand sort of the how this works. If PJ decides he's not coming back to Memphis. That $3 million that was sort of earmarked,
it goes away.
It's gone.
Right.
It's not going to somebody else. It's not like, and there's nobody else even to spend it on in the portal at that point either.
Well, he mentioned RJ. Is he done? The kid that was Big East that got benched. Is he committed already?
That was
one of his.
So everybody's going to go after him.
I'm going to go. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, and
so
you
he's going to get more.
You don't have the in with him.
Right.
In addition to the money, that is the.
That's right.
You had a great season with us last year.
That's
you
right.
know I'm going to run everything through you.
Yes.
You don't have that with him.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So
I'm with you. I think you just leave it.
Yeah.
And you don't pressure him. And maybe that takes.
I would not pressure
more weeks.
And I don't think Penny wants to do that. I don't think.
Nah, that doesn't feel like what you do.
I think they're at the place where it's like, listen, man, you know what we are and what we do. You know what our offer is. You've known what our offer is. We feel it's fair. We'd love to have you, and we can even have further conversations if you want to intensify these discussions. But you know, I don't think Memphis is in a situation where they're applying pressure, nor should they be, in my view.
Well, this conversation leads me to a natural follow up. And sort of a readdressing of some things we've discussed. Because I get it. PJ gone or Dane gone, that money's gone. It was earmarked for them. That's not technically part of your budget.
Right.
But if Memphis ambassadors show this offseason, you can feel where I'm going with this. Hey, we need these guys, and we're willing to do this separately for them.
Yeah.
In addition to your usual budget.
Right, your operating budget.
Then that still makes you, right, we've been talking about can Memphis pay the price to meet the expectations, the historical expectations of the program.
Yep.
To compete nationally.
The willingness.
Can you do that?
Yep.
If you still got boosters.
Yep.
And went out there and watched Dane and PJ do that and said, nah, we can't do this.
Yeah.
Then you do, John, still have that potential.
Yes, you have potential.
And that reshapes in some ways a way I'm leaning with this whole football, basketball thing, because we've been talking about, has the ceiling been lowered? If I've only got $5 million a year.
Right.
To get PJ, Dane, and all of them.
Right.
The way we've framed that conversation.
Yeah.
The way we've previously talked about this.
Right.
I can't compete nationally. That's out of Penny's hands.
Right.
But this is different.
Yeah.
This is still showing you got some when you need to. Now, I'm not saying every year you're going to have a second team AP All-American or a Kendrick Davis type that you would have done this for
Correct.
If he'd had another year.
Correct.
But you do still have the power.
Yes, you do. That is true. I think the only issue, and you mentioned it, is just projecting that year to year is tough.
You can't.
Because it's the
same group of ambassadors.
Right. And you're talking about guys that were on the team last year
100%.
Who they connected with and liked and enjoyed.
Which ain't going to happen every year.
These guys are not, and I'm just, if the same people go to those ambassadors and say, hey, I need XYZ for Doug McDaniel, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Making your budget, making your 4 to 5, not same.
It's the true
as the big boy ones, like we've talked about.
Right.
But when necessary,
yes.
If, so long as Penny is winning and he's got them,
correct.
And they had good years the year before. Now, hopefully, you're going to get more multiple year guys that are key to your program. You know, and that's already maybe part of the deal is expected. But then, bro, you still have a potential.
Yep.
Right, to meet the mark.
100%.
And compete the way you need to.
If he
keeps PJ and Dane on this team.
Yes.
Now, can we finish with that?
Dane has...
Tell me about his case.
Dane has some avenues that I didn't really consider. I really don't know if I'm at liberty to get into them. But there are more outs for him than I initially thought. It's not just... I mean, he submitted the waiver. We'll see what the case is.
When you say more outs for him, ways to get this done, you mean?
Yes. Exactly. And I don't know how much I can. I mean, I might be able to.
You don't need to say anything more because I think that enough.
But the chance is better than I initially perceived it, and I think
that's
the national
to me.
People I think perceive it to be as well.
That's significant to me.
Yeah. So
because many of us had dismissed him.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm pricing in a Dane Danger like return, but I think it is certainly far. I wasn't giving it the energy that I probably should have been the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's certainly on the table.
Well, I mean, in many ways, it's been shut down by the beat writers whose understanding of it at one point was this NCAA would have to change precedent to do it.
Correct.
And so it had looked impossible at one point.
Yes. But I would say, again, probable, no, possible, yes.
I'm going to get you off that because I know you were listing some things and there's some things you can and can't say. Let's just do this. If you get PJ and Dane back with what he's got, what are you in terms of top 25?
I mean, I would say 15th. Right, top 15 is where I would kind of start.
There'd be more than 6,500 butts in seats on average next year down there.
I mean, you're selling things now. You're selling returners. You're selling,
man. Basically, two returning All-Americans, kind of the way PJ, the way Dane was playing down the strip.
No doubt. It's your two highest usage guys from a year ago coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I mean, that's just such a rarity in college basketball.
You're making my hair. I'm serious. Look at my arms. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to oversell it.
I know. But look at it, though. I'm just saying that it, right now we can call it pipe dream. That's okay. But it's one that I thought
we had given up.
We're
on.
Not 100%.
Right. I don't think it's given up. I don't think it's time to give up.
Wow.
I think it's time to.
Well, that's why you should listen to
hopeful.
Jason and John show.
I think it's time
every
to be helpful.
From 11 to 2. You should listen to this man come on here and reframe a whole conversation in a way that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
No exaggeration.
I mean, I
great job by you.
I appreciate it, and you know, I'm certainly not the only person that's probably heard these things. But
this discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuanced, obviously.
Yep.
And one that I appreciate today. I hope our listeners do as well.
Yes. So I would say that Memphis could end up in a far better position than I would have imagined, a week ago.
Even if I got one of them.
I mean, if your main competition right now is Ole Miss for PJ Haggerty, right? You have to feel like you're alive.
Now they're not paying Frenchie anything, right? They just got a guy that's a professional player yesterday. I was just making sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was just making sure. I'm sure if PJ Haggerty won, we got.
Well, Ole Miss has the same. They have the same ability that Memphis does, right? They can go out.
He doesn't
out
look
and,
that good. They he can, doesn't. Yeah, make extra.
Yeah,
do extra. Yeah.
Yeah, they can go
I,
out.
I don't
and,
think this is some guy that's coming in to be a PJ Haggerty type.
No,
it was mentioned.
You know, and there's always potential fallout, right? Like they have AJ Storr committed right now, and he could become available. Like you just don't know, right?
Right. Right. But, this was a Gaboni guy. I think ESPN had him yesterday. I don't know that he's anything special.
But I just think, one of the things we've learned over the years, and I think it's still true, is that you can never count out Penny until it's over when it comes to stuff like this. And the conversations I've had this week have sort of reaffirmed that, some of this is not necessarily Penny, but it's just happening on Penny's watch, and Penny seems to have a horseshoe
it answers
when it comes to some of these things.
I would say for me, it answers a question of why. And that question I had, it was, why would Penny still do this if he felt like he didn't have what he needs to get it done? When he's got a millionaire life on this, you've gone through a lot here. You just had your best season. Why? I'm saying is continue on as Memphis coach if you've been priced out. It was a question I'm asking. Clearly, he's shown he's still in it, going out and landing all these players.
Yep.
Right, piecing this together. And now with this, with this info, feeling better about your chances. Don't want to oversell it, like you said.
Yep.
About Dane and PJ. No wonder. No wonder he's still locked in.
Yeah.
Like, when necessary, he can get it done.
Yep. Yep. 100%. And again, PJ has not committed anywhere, and nobody seems to think that that's an imminent thing. So,
but you say watch out for one that we're not a desperate team that could come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, that exactly.
You have to. If it's not, if you don't close it and get
yes.
the deal done,
yes.
You know, you got to wait for that team you don't know about. That program might get desperate.
I don't think there's any necessarily like, let me pull up.
Well, it would be everybody that's going after R.J. Lewis, right? Those would be the suspects that doesn't get him.
Yes. Well, and then you have, like, you do have a lot of guys that are in the draft, right?
That's
and true. If, you know, there is a world where, like, maybe a team that was expecting to get a guy back. he decides, I'm just going to take my chance with it.
Right.
And that's where, you know, you would lose. I don't know necessarily who that would be, but those situations do arise. And so that's why, you know, you have to kind of stay with it. You have to kind of stay, you know, trust the process here a little bit. But, you know, like if Kentucky lost Otega Owe, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You know, then you would say, well, they would go after a guy like P.J. Haggerty. You know, it's basically not the same position, but you got to replace that scoring somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff you have to, like, be mindful of. You know, we say it's Ole Miss today, but it may not be Ole Miss by the end of it. But, you know, I think Memphis is in a position that's, I wouldn't call it enviable, but it's good. It's good. If one of these days P.J. Haggerty and his family realize, listen, we're not going to get $4 million. We're not going to get our initial demands. Like, we're not going to get that. And the best we've got right now is slightly better than Memphis. Well, why would we not go back to the place where we had our best year, where we were player of the year, where it's Penny Hard, it's pretty freaking Hardaway.
Where we believe what he's telling us.
Yes.
You know, because we saw it last year.
I think that's what Memphis is really hoping for. I think Memphis is really hoping for that kind of, you know, epiphany, that they recognize that the situation at Memphis is worth, I'm not even saying take less per se, because income tax and all that, you know, depends on what state the school would be in.
100%.
But it would be like, hey, man, like, let me run it back. Let me spin the block again at Memphis, you know. And even if it's not quite the same amount of money, maybe it ends up being close enough to where you can say the tutelage of Penny Hardaway overcomes the difference. I think that's what Memphis is hoping for. So not over by any stretch of the imagination. What is over, it seems like, is the Tennessee-Memphis basketball series.
Long as one person's the coach.
We'll get into that and some of the things that were said yesterday at the Big Orange Caravan by Rick Barnes on the series. Stick around, Jason and John.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15.
Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kind of trying to film ESPN.
Yeah. This is actually my hip-hop project. That's my voice you hear when you... Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm just going to... I'm working on putting down the verse on this one.
So, you just stick to your day job. You're doing pretty good at it.
Just stay tuned, dude.
Ooh, you just want to do more and more and more.
Yeah, you know, these basketball players are all rappers. How come I can't be one in my spare time, bro?
Dame Lillard now? Well, one of his careers is shutting down.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yes, I will let y'all know when I drop that that album.
We'll be waiting in great anticipation.
It's going to be called The Great White Hope, and it's going to be Cooper Flagg's face.
You should call it White John or Crazy John.
Crazy John, crazy white boy John. You know, we'll refine it. We'll get it right. All right. Last night, every year, you know, the big orange caravan.
Big orange.
Here it comes.
It's like a big ice cream truck.
Big diesel.
Big orange ice cream truck.
You know, they always do it at the G-Pack. they make sure to hit their audience at the G-Pack. I don't know where it was last.
It was at the Botanic Garden.
They usually do it at the G-Pack, I feel like. They actually did it in Memphis proper. Round of applause. Round of applause, Brad, please, for Memphis proper.
Big orange caravan round of applause. Coming through on the three city stop.
Yes. As a result of that, you know, they do their spiel with their, you know, fan base, and there are a lot of ball alums and fans in Memphis, so I understand why they make the
stop. Place is always packed.
And afterwards, they have a, you know, little post-game press conference with the local media, if you will. I've been there. I know you've covered some.
I've done it. I've been the one sent out before.
I remember doing it when it was like, what was that dude's name, bro? Donnie Jones. No, Donnie Tindall. Donnie Tindall. Remember him?
Yeah.
Donnie Tindall was doing it. And I don't remember who the football coach would have been at that time. Maybe Dooley. I can't remember. But last night, Rick Barnes and Josh Heupel. And Rick Barnes did media after the whole thing. And just take a listen.
We know what we need to do, and we're going to try to work within those parameters always.
I know you get tired of answering this question every time you step foot in the city, but fans want to know, is there a chance that you'll play the Memphis Tigers?
We haven't talked about that in a couple of years, and it's nowhere being talked about now. And with the change of, with new teams coming into our league, our league, we just came out of playing historically the hardest, best conference ever. And so everything we do non-league will be based on where we feel our league is and what we need to do.
So that was Rick Barnes asked by Parth to Padgai from the Daily Memphian if they would play the game or what the status was of this game. And before Parth could even finish the team,
ridiculous.
Rick cut him off and said, "Hey, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that in about 10 years. We ain't talking about nowhere near that. You know, we play in the SEC. Don't ask me no damn stupid questions," basically, in so many words. Which was very, I thought, arrogant, snobbish, and dismissive way, Jason, of answering that question, which obviously will tell you that game will never get played as long as Rick Barnes is the coach.
That's the key, as long as Rick Barnes is the coach. It's clearly personal for him, and I would say it's clearly that because he doesn't even let a professional, someone that's there to do his job, get the question out before you cut it off. And here's the thing, when you come to Memphis, he knows he's going to get this every single year, Brad. What does he think? We're going to that the media here is going to stop asking? That it should be their job to stop asking? It's their responsibility, and particularly those Tigers beat writers, when the series is not being played.
Yep.
He knows that.
Yep.
Reporters treat him, right, because he's got a job to do when he's up on that podium. They don't cut him off in his answer to ask a question, do they? And so why is it okay? It's not. He was being a jerk. Especially when you know this question's coming, and you don't even let the reporter get the chance. You don't give him the chance to finish it. Here's me. That's just a grace.
Yeah.
A common courtesy that you do as a professional, and a grace certainly that he should extend, because as Rick Barnes has told us all, and he didn't back in 2024. I just wouldn't check. Jesus is the most important thing in his life, and as far as I know, right? Jesus extended grace. He wasn't, you know, rude or cutting people off because he felt like he needed to teach a lesson or something like that. Do you get my point? I mean, this is a man that holds that up. And here you are because you can. And listen, here's the clear thing on the Tennessee side. And they're probably waiting on it, right? Y'all don't need to play us. We get it.
Yeah.
SEC.
Yeah.
My gosh, it's the best thing in college basketball and by far. They don't need quad one opportunities mm-hmm. out of conference. They don't need that. One time they did. And so set that to the side. Here's the thing. There is a venom, a natural venom between the University of Memphis and Tennessee. It's great. Mm-hmm. What that is a rivalry. It's much like, it's not different. People will tell you maybe it's not as intense, but we don't get to see it as often. It's not different than Auburn, Alabama. And frankly, what it could be is the one of the best rivalries in college basketball. Look at the games that have been played. Look at how the places have been packed. You got college basketball games happening all the time now, man, where you got 6,000-7,000 at them. This one's great, and it's not just great for the two schools. It's great for college basketball. It could be one of the best rivalries in college basketball if the coach would just get past how he feels about Penny Hardaway in Memphis.
Yeah.
That's personal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about grace, right? Penny came at him a certain kind of way as a young coach. We get it. Here's the thing. Penny has said that. He has said, man, I handled it wrong. And more importantly, it wasn't just words. Like he's a different guy now than he was. Rick Barnes should recognize that.
Yeah.
The Christian that he is. And yet it's still a sort of punishment, right? Tennessee will play this series again, I truly believe, once Rick Barnes is not the coach. Now, Rick Barnes is doing a fine job as their basketball coach. So, of course, if you're Danny White, if your coach don't want to play Memphis, you're going to roll with that. And you'll tell your fans you don't need it. But those same fans, John, when Memphis comes into Thompson Bowling, dude, they're frothing at the mouth to beat you.
Absolutely.
And that program knows how good that is, right, in college athletics. Not just for the dollar you can make off of it.
Yep.
But the brand you're selling, the rivalry you're selling, that goes on ESPN. That can get a nice spot in terms of a primetime spot. He's not playing it because he can. He's not playing it because he's being a jerk. Yep. And he can be.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. He's blocking what could be one of the best rivalries in college basketball.
I could say it any better than you said it. I mean, there's no – because – there actually is something for both teams to gain out of this. Like
their
both teams can pick up a quad one opportunity, right? Yeah. Like now again,
much more important for Memphis to do that, and it isn't for Tennessee anymore.
But it's not like this is like some charitable act. I mean, this is something that you know you get rewarded for playing a tough non-conference schedule in college basketball.
The other thing I know is that ESPN and I mean Rick has raised that brand to such a high level now. ESPN is doing a lot of their scheduling with the non-conference. Like they're putting them in those challenges. They're having them in the like ESPN is going to get Tennessee on, and they're going to help you with that schedule. So it's even more reason not to need Memphis. But that this rivalry mm-hmm. should be something you set a game aside for every year.
Yep,
it's that good.
Yep.
The fans and the feelings between it doesn't go away.
Yep.
When Tennessee's doing something, you got Memphis fans, mumbling under their breath to them. And when Memphis is doing something, what are Vols fans doing? They're getting us. They're shooting back at us. That's great for college athletics, man. Even though sometimes it obviously gets a little too, we've seen where, remember that basketball series, some of the things that were being said about the players, it goes overboard. But those are things that we're missing in college athletics now that are going away as we've had this sort of, natural rivalries change because of realignment and everything else. This stuff's going away. And in this case, this should be one that Tennessee as a state holds on to and is proud, from both sides there.
Yep.
Because, again, the rest of the nation would appreciate it and has every time you've played it.
No doubt. I mean, honestly, like it's, Kentucky fans don't sit there and say, we don't need Louisville, right? We don't need to play Louisville. They just play the game every year, and it's like an event.
Natural, man.
And Louisville was not always in the ACC, okay? They weren't. they still played the game. They still wanted to do it because it was an opportunity, like, from their perspective, hey, we get to, like, beat their ass. We get to beat Louisville's ass. Like, yeah. Who wouldn't want to do that? And then from Louisville's perspective, we get to take a shot at Kentucky. You know, we get a chance to beat their ass. And it's just like, it's every year, it's just, we're doing this. The Commonwealth, we're going to do this, you know? And everybody wants to, like, say, why can't you just root for the state? Why can't you? Because y'all don't treat us equally.
Right.
There's not an equitable respect between Tennessee and the statehood and the state university and the University of Memphis. Because there is between Kentucky and Louisville. They play the game every single year. It's just on the schedule. You just know, you know? And they're not in the same league. And they never have been. They've never been in the same league. And there have been years where Louisville was down. There have been years where Louisville was up. They play the damn game. And Tennessee wants to play politics with this. Oh, Penny Hardaway said X, Y, and Z. He said this, that, and the other. He's like, y'all are scared to play Memphis because you know you could lose. You don't want to live with that. You know, it's not about.
I don't know. I agree. I hear what you're saying. It does. If you lose to them, it hurts you. They got so many more quiet ones. I don't think Rick Barnes is scared as so much as it's personal, and he doesn't want you to think that
all
it
those
is.
Things, right.
If we sat Rick Barnes down right now and he didn't cut off our questions and we'd asked him, is this about Penny? And sort of the way that started, Penny, you know, balling up a fist and everything else and the back and forth. He'd tell you, no, it's about this, John. It's about the way they did my friend Tubby Smith.
Yep.
That's who I put the series back together with.
Yep.
And I didn't like the way that.
That's what he'd say.
That's what he would tell us. And whether it's that or the Penny thing and your, you know, a sort of a condescension, hey, he's not like you, whatever else. Either way, I go back to you extend grace. Real men of God, whatever, Christians, and Rick Barnes tells us that. It's the most important thing in his life. If I'm looking at the story right now, he tells us that all the time. You extend that grace. You understand that not everybody gets it right the first time. You've said I'm sorry before, right? For you haven't been perfect, and you've hoped for that apology to be forgiven. That's grace that you've hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, again, whether it's about Tubby and Memphis's decision or about Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
Number one, you should understand, from a having been in an athletic department as long as you have, and big time ones, money matters.
Yep.
Right? Memphis, yeah, it was 2 years for a Hall of Famer. It wasn't a great look, but you understand Memphis was in a pinch. What, you're going to hold it against them for the rest of your time as coach? Guess so. Again, back to Penny. He said, I handled that wrong. He's treated you with respect.
Yep.
Grace should be extended.
Totally.
But to me, hypocrite is what it says. This is personal. And again, he'll say it's Tubby. He'll say it's all that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my reasons, but they long should have been dropped at this point because it's best for the programs.
Right.
Your fans love it.
It's the sport.
Memphis fans love it. It should be reserved. I ain't talking about Tennessee football, Memphis football. I get the differences there. But this one should be protected. It should be something you set aside every year that's separate from the rest of your, you know, ESPN obligations and what you're going to do in the SEC. It's not about quad ones for you. We get that. It's about how good the series is.
Yeah, I mean,
for the fans.
Wasn't there like a when this initially got scheduled? Like, wasn't Rick Barnes talking about like a Tennessee Invitational? With like Memphis and Tennessee and MTSU,
all the Tennessee teams. I remember that idea. I don't know if it was was specifically his idea, but I remember that talk. Yes,
but I feel like he was like
Belmont and all them.
Yeah, like when Tubby Smith was the coach, he was all about that. And now when it's Penny Hardaway, who you know, you agree with, you don't agree with, whatever. I don't really care about that. Like now, all of a sudden, it's like you won't even entertain the thought of playing Memphis basketball, which again was a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament last year.
Again,
I mean, Memphis is playing Ole Miss. Memphis is playing Mississippi State. Memphis is playing counterparts, right? So it's not too good for those teams, for those programs, but it is for you because you just can't stomach the idea of losing a basketball game to Penny Hardaway.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it really is. That's at the end of it. That's what it is.
He may have more disdain for Memphis's treatment of Tubby than he does for Penny and sort of the way that relationship started. He might pass a lie detector test in here on that, but what I know is that that's where this is rooted. That's what this is rooted in. And frankly, it's you know, it's small of him. It's very small of him.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. I don't need to insult him or anything. I mean, again, do you just talk the talk or do you walk the walk in terms of the man that you say you are? You know, those kinds of men, they move past things, particularly when forgiveness is sort of has been asked for. There's different sort of behavior on that side now, I suppose would be the way he would phrase it. And, yeah, man, in most of those instances, most of us, we extend grace. Rick Barnes is not doing that. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
it's not something I'm going to whine about. Although this probably sounded a lot like whine. I think it's just straight up talk, man.
Yeah, I think grace would be great, but I also think,
petty.
Like, you know, hey, there's a sport that we are stewards of, you know? We're supposed to be good ambassadors and stewards of college basketball
sport.
Well said. And this is an amazing layup, lob, Chris Paul to Blake Griffin opportunity to be that.
It contributes. This series contributes to college basketball in a positive way.
ESPN would be here, you know, maybe even better, maybe even CBS, right? Like, you would get because they know, people forget this. At the time that Memphis played Tennessee 1-2 in 08, it was the highest rated college basketball game in the history of ESPN. Higher than any Duke Carolina game, mm-hmm. higher than any Louisville Kentucky game. Pick a rivalry. Memphis Tennessee was the highest, most watched game in the history of the network at that time. It no longer is. I don't know what it is now, but at that time it was. And so television networks would be salivating over this opportunity. If both of these teams were good, you know, if both these teams were in this position that they're in right now, you know, which they are, they're both, you know, tournament teams consistently. Tennessee's an Elite Eight team perennially now. Memphis trying to get there. Tournament team, they're trying to get there. They have talent. They had a second-team All-American. The idea that, like, this is just not happening is just outrageous to me. I mean, and it's petty, and it's political, and it's just, you know, it's personal, and I hate that. I mean,
well, it's just one man stopping. And again, I tell you, Danny White would recognize the benefit of it.
Settle it on the court, man.
Of course, you're not going to go across your, you know, your basketball coach, who's, as you said, has his program at Elite Eight level right now. You don't mess with his scheduling. You don't make him play Memphis.
I mean,
just wait on him to step down.
The charge from Tennessee fans is that Memphis faked COVID to not play that game in Nashville. They came up with, which to that I would say, like, why would they do that? Why would they fake COVID when they had Jalen Duren and the bunch that they had that year? Why would they ever do that? It's not like they were walking into the firing line there. Now, maybe Jalen Duren, you know, maybe it was a situation where Jalen Duren got COVID and they said, we ain't going to play the game if Jalen Duren's got COVID. You know, that'd be different. But it was never a situation where, we're going to go out, we're going to intentionally catch COVID and not play this game. It's ridiculous. I think Memphis wants to always play that game, regardless. That was the time we were in. We were in the time where games were getting caught off and canceled because of COVID protocols and outbreaks. You know, Memphis lost a game to Houston. Was Houston ducking Memphis? You know, was that happening?
No.
You know, it was just the world we lived in at that time. So, or maybe it was Memphis that was still dealing with the outbreak at the time. I can't really remember. But anyway,
Rick Barnes, man of grace,
except when it comes to Penny.
Well said.
So we'll have to move on without him. But the good news is that he's 70 years old.
That's what I'm saying. This is we'll do this for a couple more years. One of the Tiger Beat Riders will have his head cut off a couple of more times. And I'm telling you, I mean, brighter minds here. Yeah, that Danny, once Rick is gone, I would think you're going to quickly move to get this done because it's, I would finish. It's good for college basketball. It's not just good for both programs. That's how good this rivalry has been.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's the latest. Didn't expect it, but now certainly, no, not to. Don't even ask Rick about it.
Oh, we'll keep doing it because it's our job, Rick.
Yeah.
So you can have yourself a big old orange.
Have an orange. What's suck on a big orange?
There you go.
All right, we'll come back. Milwaukee. Into the unknown. They joined Memphis. They joined the Memphis Grizzlies. Into the unknown. Remember, Frozen wasn't your time.
Nah, bro, but you keep hitting it.
But it's happening.
You're determined to bring it back.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, back, back. We'll come back with the rundown. Jason and John, 90.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.